on this day with Gunners and Ally.
Time to check out what happened on this day for Monday, the 14th of October. Today, Ralph Lauren, or is it Ralph Lauren?
Lauren.
Okay, cool. He turns 80 years old. Of course, he's an American fashion designer. Sir Cliff Richard, the English singer, is 79 years old, had a string of hits in the 60s, was popular in the 70s, and then a big hit with the Millennium Prayer as well. Welsh actor Christopher Timothy is 79 today. He played James in All Creatures Great and Small.
Great series.
Justin Hayward, the lead vocalist and guitarist with UK band The Moody Blues, is 73.
Nights in white satin.
Dave Warner, Australian singer, songwriter and author, is 66. Stephen Coogan, the English actor and comedian, is 54. His latest movie was playing Stan Laurel in the well-received 2018 film Stan and Ollie.
Didn't that also star the guy from Talladega Nights opposite Will Ferrell? What's his name? I always forget his name.
John C. Reilly?
That's the one.
Yeah, him. Pete Murray, the Aussie singer-songwriter, is 50 today.
I've seen better days.
Natalie Maines, the lead vocalist with Texas country music trio The Dixie Chicks, is 45. Shaznay Lewis, the UK singer and member of All Saints, is 44. Usher, the US singer and dancer, is 41. And Australian cricketer Ashton Agar is 26.
It was on this day in 1926 that Winnie the Pooh, written by A.A. Milne, was first published.
In 1933, Australia's first electric traffic signal was installed in Sydney.
Chuck Yeager, in his Bell 11 rocket plane, became the first man to break the sound barrier, and he did that in 1947.
Martin Luther King, then aged 35, was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964.
And Duran Duran performed their first concert in 18 years back in 2003, and the good news is they're still together.
And that's on this day for Monday, the 14th of October.